these rappers out and acting like Leo DiCaprio. Straight G's when they step up in the studio. To be honest, I'm the hardest and I'm still modest. And I buy where I've been is where I'm about to go. Illuminatic, psychotic, my flow is too genetic. Investing everything I got into these fucking raps. Do you fuck with this? You gotta fuck with this, boy.
Yo, yo. Hey, what up, kid? I'm doing the kid swag in this motherfucker. Hey, I told you I'm gonna kill this bit, nigga. Hey, what up, Sai? Shout out to my fans, huh? Hey, shout out to Saba and Victoria. I see you. I got one more verse. I'm drunk on it. Look.
I spit leukemia, I'm sure there's no cure. Your eye on my competition, they hating my composition. I'm bored, this shit is simple. I'm spitting on any tempo. Teaching you how to rap, I'm killing this instrumental, nigga. Even with my eyes closed, I'm still a visionary. I'm painting verbal pictures like it's Pictionary. And I define hip-hop, check your dictionary. I make music to inspire you, need to retire. Kind of vital, I'm your favorite rapper's idol. I came in this game, find it hard to maintain. Made a name for myself and I'm heading for the wealth. H to the U, motherfucker, you can run it back, yeah.
In his office, and I'm working on that new shit, that next shit, them blueprints that you couldn't know how it feels if you had a million mood rings. I'm too far ahead of my time, I'm in it too deep like them bitches are crying. I'm fucking with dimes, their hearts are all mine, they dance with the devil and fucking the shrine. I'm not playing like the ref is blown the whistle, man. I looked into that crystal ball and all I saw was crystals on my neck and my wrist, and on both ears of my bitch. Don't see nobody like I'm aiming for the head. Yeah, yeah. I'm way too intense for you hoes. I look in their eyes and they look at the flow. I'm meant for the gold, I'm meant for the beach, I'm meant for the heat, but I'm made for the cold. I'm high now and I'm riding around with it smoked out like wow. At the top of this shit and I'm running this bitch from here on down. Holy cow. Y'all should quit your gang and join the military. Fuck you.
Casting their ideas to the world.
Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vital consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwar the human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
Well,
welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners, however you've decided to spend the hour with us. We're very, 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 very glad to have you on the air. So it is that time. You probably just heard, especially if you just heard the commercial, that it is the fund drive. And we are trying to raise some money. Our goal is $30,000. And right now we are at $18,230.90. And it would be really, really wonderful if you want to donate, especially if you love to support community radio. If you're listening right now, hopefully you like my show as well and want to find out more about sexy things. So you've got a choice. Either A, you can make a donation online, go to CITR.ca, or B, you can call in, which is 604-822-8648. That number again is 604-822-8648. And you can pledge or make a donation now. And if you choose either A, to get a tax receipt, that's awesome, or B, you can be eligible for some swag, which one of the wonderful swag things, which is compliments of my wonderful guest, Laska, who I had on last week from Sex Ed with the Twist, is a vibrator that's worth well over $250 and one that's worth $200. So two separate prizes if you donate at least minimum 101.9. That could be quite lovely, and that could be yours, where you can add that to your treasure trove. And that, that in more than one ways, as well as that we've got other swag as well, including some Oh My vibrators, some lube, and some tickets for some burlesque shows, etc. So if you're able to make a contribution, $5, $10 is great, but of course the 101.9s can get you some bigger swag as well. So I hope you do donate. And one more time, I'm going to say that now, and I will say it again throughout the show, 604-822-8648. And you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And sometimes with Sexy in Van City, we do talk about things that aren't as sexy, but they're just as important. We hear a lot about trafficking in regards to women. And with International Women's Day, which CITR is doing a full day of programming on Friday about women and just issues all around the world, I've got a very special guest who is doing some great stuff on Saturday in regards to raising awareness, raising funds, and raising consciousness in regards to women who are trafficked around the world. And it's going to be here right in Van City, because sometimes we hear about this stuff around the world and we're like, oh, what can I do? I'm so far away from all that. But there's things we can do. We can gather together. And at Karma Yoga, we are able to get together on Saturday from 2 to 3 and get involved, do some yoga, and make a contribution. So welcome to the show. I've got the lovely Joya on.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everybody. And I'm so excited to tell you about really our family fun, welcoming event that will be featuring some amazing yoga instructors from Vancouver, including some highly talented childcare workers and instructors in the field.
So people can bring kids to this, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. I think that's really cool. In terms of in regards to trafficking, what is a good way to explain it to somebody who may not be as familiar with trafficked women?
There's actually a trafficking protocol that really talks about it's the use of force or coercion of abduction or deception for the purpose of exploitation. Those are all...
Those are lots of big words. How do we break that down in simpler in terms of paint me a picture? And I know sometimes it happens more often than not, where sometimes, especially in some of the rural areas, where sometimes people think they're going to the big city so they can bring some money to their families, and they end up finding out that that job that was supposed to be in a restaurant or a theater or as a singer, whatever those dreams were, where they end up forced into prostitution in many ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I've heard about this happening in Vancouver and all over the world, and I've been wondering and distraught about what I can do about it. Mm-hmm. And while traveling internationally, I also had the opportunity to meet some people, specifically young children and women and young men that had had the opportunity to get out of situations like that and into a rehabilitation site and work on becoming well and whole again. And they were so inspiring to me that I realized that this is something that we can do something about in Vancouver and in my hometown. And this is what we'll do.
So literally, this is an example of basically act locally, but having this lovely ripple effect that affects on a globalish, global level.
Exactly.
That was one of the things you mentioned, just in terms of the trafficking, where we don't think about it in our own town, but it actually does happen here as well. Sometimes we're on the coast. I know we talked about that in our pre-show chat as well. And sometimes that's shocking. And it's not always people from other countries. Sometimes it's right here in our own backyard. I know back in 2000, I was shocked to find out that in the downtown east side, they used to have Franklin Street, which was known as the Kitty Stroll. And then moving forward from there along Kingsway as well, there's lots of young girls who get trafficked. They've been clamping down a lot on that, but even still, things keep moving. And I was shocked because I'd always thought in terms of girls, you know, children in brothels and trafficked people, that it was places like Thailand. It was, you know, India. It was always other places. It wasn't here in our hometown. So it was kind of, it was very shocking. And it breaks my heart that it happens all around the world.
And this is an opportunity where we can show solidarity with the people who are struggling with this day to day, and people like ourselves who have seen our, you know, our neighbors and out there on the street. And I think this is a fantastic celebration that's welcome to anyone and everyone of any yoga ability to come out, friends that are going to come out and try it for the first time, and kids that are toddlers to our elders, and let's all just get together and move and celebrate our bodies and the International Women's Day movement around the world, and get together and just celebrate our solidarity and our strength.
No, and I think that's really key. So this particular event is part of more of on a global level as well, isn't it? Like, where are there other yoga teachers around the world doing this for that yogastopstraffic.com?
Yeah.
Or .org, rather.
Yeah, yogastopstraffic.org. There's also a listing of all the venues around the world. I believe it was last year, actually, in 40 other countries around the world participated. And I just realized recently that Vancouver wasn't on the map.
Which is surprising, since we're known as the Lululemon Yoga City.
Yeah. So something had to be done about this, and here's the opportunity to call out to all the yogis and yoginis for our little cute yoga practitioners to come out.
No, I think that's fantastic. In regards to the money that's raised, so 100% of it is actually going on. So your event costs are actually really minimal, which I was pretty impressed with, because you're doing it at Karma Yoga, which is an organization locally where yoga teachers want to give back. So they offer usually free or low-cost classes, if I've got that correct.
Yeah,
they've got a beautiful
correct.
Studio very close to the Woodward's building in Vancouver's downtown east side. So then that way, yoga is affordable for everyone, so they're able to practice, feel healthy and whole in their body, mind, and spirit, and just be part of community, because yoga can be a solid, you know, just something in terms of just getting to know yourself very well, but also there is such a beautiful yoga community within the Vancouver as well.
And so we're encouraging the people that come out to who are participating to make a donation. And it will be forwarded straight away. Those of you that are online and interested, you can check out the Odinandi Siva Trust website at odinandi.org, and that's spelled odanadi.org, and you can find out more about their fantastic work, and the monies will be forwarded directly to their work and their project at a site in India that I had the chance to visit on multiple occasions and saw the quality and the dedication of the staff and the residents that live in a rehabilitation environment over the course of many years. And I'm so proud of them and their actions. This Saturday, March 9th, they will be taking to the streets and stopping traffic in their own way and coming out in their community as the residents who are being rehabilitated, and performing their incredible yoga skills. So please do check out the website and the news and our event, because they are an inspiring bunch of kids, I'll tell you that.
That's really cool. Is it safe for them to do that in India? And forgive me for being ignorant in regards to this, but just in terms of the caste system, etc., and coming out and sharing just the fact that they've been involved in the sex trade, that they have been trafficked, where, you know, through no fault of their own, it's where they were forced into or coerced into something. Have they done anything similar to this? I guess my question is there just
great
so that
question.
They're going to be protected?
Yeah, this is the fourth year that they've held this event, and so I'm happy to know that there haven't been any serious altercations and ramifications from them stepping out and announcing themselves at within the Capitol old royal grounds that used to be there, mm-hmm. In the public space and stepping out. But that takes so much courage, and I'm just so inspired by these kids stepping out that it's the least that I can do to step out and, you know, roll out a yoga mat for a friend and make this happen in Vancouver. So I really look forward to hearing about their experiences this mm-hmm. year. And I hope you guys will check out some of the video of these kids. Their talent is incredible. Show up any of us yogis in Vancouver.
And that's saying something. How did you originally find out about them? Like, in regards to, because you've mentioned you've gone over several times, so you know where the money's going, and they're actually putting their money where their mouth is. Mm-hmm. And so how did you find out, and what were your thoughts when, from step A, where you read about it or mm-hmm. heard about it, to going through the process of, okay, now I'm going to India? And just how did that change you in terms of actually having this thought? Because sometimes a lot of us think about, okay, I want to work or volunteer overseas, and I want to make an impact in the world. So how did that change you in mm-hmm. terms of doing that?
Thanks for asking, and I'm happy to share with everybody. So I went to India on another development project, assisting children as well. And I was just taking a break and feeding myself with some exercise and things within the community in Mysore, mm-hmm. in Karnataka, and practicing some Ashtanga yogas for all you Ashtangis out there. Mm-hmm. It was a fabulous place to be, and I just heard about it in the places to be around there, about the site. It took some digging to find out how I was even going to get to the site. With my experience working with children, I wanted to pursue this and see what I could do while I was in this city. Mm. And so it took a bunch of tuk-tuk rides way out into an undeveloped area where there was a single building put up that nobody even has the address for, as many places in India can be like, but only a few drivers knew where this area was, mm. and were welcomed to transport people in and out of the site and things like that. So this also speaks to your previous question in terms of how safe are these kids to step out and announce themselves so bravely. And I'm still curious about that and just honored by their braveness. And so Yeah, once we got to site, we realized that it was such a happy, joyful place to be, and there were so many opportunities to get in and celebrate wellness and wholeness and life skills, and it was quite beautiful and well-maintained. And talking with a few of the long-term staff who started up the site in India, they're working incredibly strategically and sustainably and holistically. It was incredibly impressive. Yeah. And so how did it change me? Well, I'm back home, and I'm happy to share the word about great work that's being done here in Vancouver and abroad.
In terms of the caste system, we hear a lot about that, and I wish sometimes we had a video camera in here, because those of you who have not had a chance to meet Joya, she's a beautiful lady, like her spirit, but as well, she's tall, she's beautiful, blonde, long blonde hair, blue eyes, and just has this wonderful, a gentle energy about her as well, and a very strong woman who does a lot, obviously, to make a huge impact and the difference. What was it like in terms of caste system, like, versus what we hear about it on Western society versus what it's like in terms of your experience mm-hmm. as a Westerner going to the parts of India that you've worked with?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that caste system. I don't know if I'll ever figure it out, but to give you an example, I lived in a community of about 1,000 people, and I found out after much time there, months and months, that there were actually 40 caste divisions within those thousands of people. And that was so shocking, so shocking to realize that there's not only some casual divide between elitist levels, but there were 40 significantly distinct castes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it made me wonder, of course, where do I fit in here? How do I get along? How do I, you know, get from point A to point B? And, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really interesting. So I took that with me in my work across India, wondering, where do I fit? Where do I fit within the caste? Am I outside of it as an international, tall, blonde, white woman? Or where do I fit in it? And at times, my own perception varied between what I thought of where I sat in the caste system, from being not included to actually just not being included, but being at the bottom of it as like a sub caste in terms of the disregard that I got, I guess, that I hadn't earned another place within it. So that's my honest and really detailed perception on it. I don't know if I'll ever honestly really figure it out, but that speaks to the complexity mm-hmm. of the societal structures.
No, very much. We're going to take a really quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to chat a lot more about trafficking, violence against women, and I know this is such a lead-in into the commercial I'm about to play, which is for CITR's Women's Day, which I'm going to put on in a moment. And for those of you, I feel just in regards to who are listening to the show and do want to support Sexy in Van City specifically, and from even more specifically CITR, which supports campus and community radio and makes sure so many different voices are heard. There's so many different shows on the station, including ours, which is awesome. There's lots of swag you can win. Please give us a call at 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
March 8th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., CITR will celebrate International Women's Day with 12 hours of programming and music chosen by and featuring female-identified voices. Feminist artists and organizations will be highlighted as we challenge gender norms and play some killer tunes. This event also concludes CITR's 2013 Fun Drive. Your donations will help us support groups and voices that have been marginalized by the mainstream media. Submit your questions, suggestions, and testimonials at arts@citr.ca.
Could be gone for 10 years.
Presented by Women in Film and TV Vancouver, the Vancouver International Women in Film Festival celebrates the best of women in cinema. Highlights are feature film premieres, local shorts, industry panel discussions and workshops, Spotlight Awards Gala and guest filmmakers, March 7th to 10th at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street. For more info, go to www.womeninfilm.ca.
Make it rain, player.
Cash. Bling. Dollar bill. Green. C notes, Benjamins, checks, money orders, credit card, monthly direct deposit. Give us your money online at CITR.ca. That way you don't even have to put pants on. Your pledge supports the station for an entire year. Help CITR reach its fundraising goal of $30,000. To donate, please call 604 UBC Unit or visit CITR.ca.
And we are back in Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about some not-so-sexy topics tonight, but some pretty cool and empowering ones. So yoga stops traffic in terms of stopping trafficking, for especially for children and for women. And basically, if you want to get involved, you can do that actually in your home base of Van City, which at Karma Yoga on Saturday from 2 to 3. You can bring kids, men, women. You're all welcome. Everybody's invited, where you get to unite with yoga practitioners all around the world. Over 40 countries got involved last year, taking a stand against human trafficking with Yoga Stops Traffic, which will be a great opportunity to do some sun salutations, connect with community. And it's a great way to carry on the communication in regards to, I keep thinking International Women's Day is actually like an International Women's Day weekend, because there's so many great things, including even here right at our home base of CITR, there's some fantastic things, including some International Women's Day programming, where it's all the women programmers, or a focus on women in regards to radio as well on Friday, which is March 8th, which officially is International Women's Day. And then there's many other events going on through the city as well. I know Karma Yoga's also got Karma Teachers also has a yoga thing as well that day. Local artist Sonia Picard is doing her Omnipotent, which is an amazing show as well, which is a solo woman show in celebration of International Women's Day. There's also Glow Vancouver as well, which is a celebration, which is going to be on March 9th. And then, of course, there is Yoga Stops Traffic. So there's some really fantastic ways you can celebrate. And there is also one more event, Joanne, my wonderful guest, is telling me about. So.
Yeah, there's a great event Friday evening at the Vancouver Public Library.
Thank you.
Hosted by Oxfam and Amnesty International. Incredible sources of information. There's going to be all sorts of artistic renditions and speakers there, so that's a great great celebration, and I encourage y'all to come along before our event on Saturday.
I think that sounds fantastic. And for those of you who are listening, and I'm going to ask for some donations online right now, if you like Sexy in Van City, you like hearing all the really cool guests we've had on, including wonderful people like Joya, who are making a difference in raising money, awareness, and has also gone to India as well and worked front lines and worked with the organization that is helping stop trafficking You can find out more about that. We've had people like Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus, on lots of different things, mm-hmm. Lots of giveaways, lots of fun stuff. So in other words, basically supporting campus and community radio, lots of individual voices, some really fantastic award-winning shows. Please make a donation so you can just pick up that phone. 604-822-8648 would be fantastic. Or if you want to visit website citr.ca/donate. I think it's pretty sexy. It's actually even sexy, the acronym actually, for to the number to call. It's 604-UBC-UNIT, which could mean a multitude of lots of things. Which could be kind of sexy, depending what you're thinking. So, and on that note, we've got lots of swag to give away too. If you're making a contribution as well during the show, you can either get a tax receipt, or you can make a choice and get swag. And there's lots of really great swag, both at CITR as well as personally on the show. As I was mentioning earlier, we do have some amazing vibrators to give away as well. So you have some extra things that you can add to your treasure trove to make sure that your sex life is happy, healthy, and that you're giving consent whenever you're choosing to have sex. If you're choosing to have sex, whether it is with your oneness, so you have toys, you can play with Masturbation Monday, or with your partner. So a onesome, a twosome, a threesome, a foursome, or whatever you choose to do in your life. If you've got a wonderful polyamory relationships, etc., whatever works for you, as long as you're happy, you're being ethical, playing things safe, and having really strong communication, as long as you're being safe and happy and healthy, we are very, very happy. But we are going to go back to our show topic tonight, which is stopping trafficking. Because sometimes there's some not so great sex where there people get coerced into sex, they are forced into sex, and it's more like sexual slavery, which is how I envision trafficking in many ways. And Joy, I'm very glad that you're on the show tonight, so thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's such an important conversation to have, and I think it poses more questions than answers, and yet that's going to lead us to the solutions we need to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned that there's a lot of life skill work that the organization that the money's raised from all the literally, it's a yogathon essentially all around the world, where people are getting together in 40 different countries and raising money. And so what are some of the things that they do in terms of the empowerment piece? So somebody has been rescued, so whether it's been from street entrenched trafficking, or whether it's been high and closed doors, especially for children.
Yeah, correct. Oh, this just brings me back to these great friends that I made there, and great colleagues and coworkers that are working on these issues every day, and seeing the real stories, and I've heard a few of them myself. So it's really important that we get them into a safe space and keep those doors open. There are people who are currently residents of this rehabilitation site who've been there for several years, if not more. So we need to keep them in a safe space. Sometimes they can't go back to their family. They can't go back to their friends. It's just not safe enough.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask that, especially for young girls, because I've had Dr. Faisal Sakuran on, who teaches at CAP University in terms of multicultural relationships, and is also the author of Dating the Ethnic Male. And he's been a great guest where we've had on a few times. Mm-hmm. But he's spoken in regards to, in particular in South Asian communities, where usually the woman in the family is usually where the honor is being held. So if a young girl is trafficked, I can see how it'd be really difficult for her. It may not even be mm-hmm. safe in terms of even being able to stay alive, to go back to the family.
Yeah, there can be every situation, any situation's possible, I mean to say. And one of the most shocking situations to me was to realize they can't sometimes go back to their families, because their families are the ones putting them at the most threat and putting them back on the human trafficking market. And I can, you know, speak from the stories that I've heard that these are considerations that all of the management teams have to take into deep consideration. And this is the kind of sustainable approach and thinking and planning that they need to do. That's oh so important for us to consider. And that's not to say that there are many happy endings where people can go back and be reintegrated with their community, and that's ultimately really the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that takes longer than we hope for, and so many things need to be considered. And I'd love to tell you about the activities at the site. It's a colorful, warm, stimulating place with art and presentations all over the facility, and celebrations of the residents and in the work that they do. They have an opportunity also to practice yoga with instruction at an international top class level, in terms of the community that they end up living in at the site is nearby to an international destination for yogis training with some authentic masters there of the Sri Pattabhi Joyce family. And so they've been practicing and taking advantage of this high quality of yoga facilitation and training. And that's what they're going to show us on Saturday, March 9th. They're going to show us their yoga skills, and they're going to run 108 sun salutations. It's going to take them over 2.5 hours, kids and young women and men of all ages and backgrounds, and celebrate their culture and what's possible when you put your mind to anything. Yeah. So they also are doing wonderful organic gardening, and all sorts of recreation programming is going on to help them lead a life that's as normal and as healing for them as possible. Mm-hmm. And included in all the daily tasks that it takes to keep such a great big family rolling every day at the same time too.
Mm-hmm. I was curious in regards to sexuality, especially when something's literally been taken from somebody so early on, in terms of an opportunity to explore their sensuality as well as their sexuality. If there are any things that came up, any incidences or anything, and how the organization, like from your experience as mm-hmm. a volunteer, basically helps work through some of that. And I'll give you a parallel. In some of the work I've done in the downtown east side, one of the first women that which I'd classify as a success story that we got to work with, who had been entrenched into street prostitution and dealing with addiction issues, when she was able to make a change, and she's actually been clean and sober now for almost 10 years and has done some really profound, amazing work in the city. We also had some really interesting conversations about, and it reminded me of Pretty Woman, where when she finally started dating, like real dating, not where it was work, she had a hard time letting anybody kiss her on the mouth. And it just reminded me of, I know it's going to sound so trite, but the Julia Roberts movie where she never didn't want Richard Gere to kiss her on the mouth because it was just too personal. So I was just curious in regards to, In other parts of the world, from your experience from working with women and children who have dealt with really extreme sexual violence, abuse, and just in terms of being trafficked. Any thoughts in regards to as they start to regain their bodies, feel control, and feel good? Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, first of all, their increase in confidence showed through like anybody else I've seen, increasing their confidence and goal setting anywhere ever. And so when you take someone whose body composure is changing by being able to do exercise that even most Indians don't get very much opportunity to do yoga training, and surprisingly enough, to the yoga community in Vancouver that might be listening and might have had the same preconception that I did before going, but and living there for many, many months on many different projects. But really, all the programming is tailored towards the needs of the individual to increase their confidence. And so whether they need to learn how to be in their body more effectively and confidently showing up in the world in a group environment, say like this yoga stops traffic action, and being supported by the energy that comes from stepping up and out in a public environment, to creating connections and relationships that stimulate the wholeness of the person. It's we're all one, and we're all the same, really, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm referring to the tagline of the event too, is it's one day, one love, one voice, and the story that is the same all over the world.
Is there any examples that you can give me, like specifically of certain ones that perhaps, and you can change their name, like for obviously for confidentiality, etc., about something that's happened, and just in terms of the healing and actually feeling whole again, literally, so through the yoga practice, but as well as that, being able to move forward and integrate back, perhaps even get married, and feel healthy again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to hear more of those stories. I'd love to hear more about the success stories. And Odanandi has been working, I believe, for about 20 years in the field, and unfortunately I didn't have enough time to spend there and meet some of the successful survivors of human trafficking in India and the surrounding countries that are affected by it, and of course the effect on the world. So but when I see, honestly, there's video up on their website right now of some of the kids that I've worked with, and I can see the transformation in their bodies and their sense of joy and confidence, and go check it out, everybody. It's at yogastopstraffic.org, and the wonderful, inspiring video of these kids stepping into their power, and that speaks for itself. I know they're coming along just great and just fine, and in fact an inspiration for us all to champion our dilemmas and mm-hmm. and our own personal challenges in life.
Do you practice yoga yourself?
Yes.
And how has it changed you personally? Like, how have you found since starting yoga? How has it changed you as a human being?
It's allowed me the opportunity to tap in and listen to my core self, my ideas, beliefs, and transition in and out of opportunities in life, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, you hitting the mat after a long day of work or preparing to start an exciting day. And it's been really fantastic that way, of course. And you know what? I'm really proud to say that I've been practicing for what's like over 15 years now. So, yeah, cheers to that and all the other yogis out there that are just making time for changing themselves and the world from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about how it's affected me personally. I've learned so many skills of tuning in and... You know, you're all laughing with me, yogis. Being centered and grounded and holding space with honor so that we can allow more people to have such a grounded experience and facilitate healing for their highest well-being, and what can be greater than that?
For the next time you go to India, I just automatically, I'm just like, you've gone several times already. I imagine you'd love to go back. What kind of journey would you like to have the next time? And would it be doing work with the same organization, or do you see, is there other ones that you'd like to work with specifically?
What a question. Hello, India, by the way. I hope my friends will be able to catch this podcast. I look forward to a trip to visit all the great friends that I've made there, and including my friends at Oronandi, and go back and celebrate the yoga and training opportunities that are happening there, to see more of the wildlife, the wild spaces, and continue to travel outside the cities. I recommend that for anyone and everyone who considers going there, to see more of India and have a great time. But we'll see as the fortune tells. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, thanks for asking, though.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of moving forward and ending trafficking, that's a really big step. What are some of the things you think people can do on a local level? Of course, coming to the event on Saturday, but are there other things that they could be doing by actually taking a look locally? So whether it be in Vancouver, where there's a huge movement right now, where there's a huge debate in terms of trafficking, it seems to be almost the prostitution. Salvation Army's got some great stuff they're doing, including having a space called Deborah's Hope, where they have a separate space for women who have been trafficked on a local level. But there's also other things too, in terms of with, you know, prostitution, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that perhaps at a local level, that if somebody's curious in their own community and they're listening to this anywhere around the world,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps they might want to start with?
Mm-hmm.
What's step one?
Ask questions. Let's get informed. Let's ask questions. I know I need to ask more questions. I need to ask more questions of what's happening at a municipal level, at the different governmental groups that are dealing with this, and raise my voice. And that's what I'm hoping this event on Saturday is. Mm-hmm. We can build, you know, that's the kind of solidarity that I'm talking about, is like stepping up and out into public and raising our concern. And building relationships that can help us come to an answer on that. And I know I personally have a lot of questions about that. And that's why I'm so excited to bring this event to Vancouver. And anybody else who has questions, please come down. And of course, with your answers and ideas as well, and let's trade and let's share. And I would love to know the answer to solving this. I really would. And those of you who are listening, who know me, who know that I live in an area that has a lot of survival sex trade workers living in the general vicinity, it's real. It's happening every day, all hours of the day. And I'm sure it's connected to some human trafficking going on. Vancouver's known as a port that just has too much of that going on in and out of our port system. So it's terrifying. It's terrifying. These people are out there right now.
Yeah. No, it is very terrifying. It's scary, actually, that it happens, period, in this day and age. It's very scary. Just last week, it was Pink Shirt Day, and we were in the downtown east side. Actually, you and I were at the same event, and one of the ladies, who is a survival sex trade worker, said to me that she asked me why there wasn't Pink Shirt Day for sex workers.
Mm.
Because, as she pointed out, sex workers are probably the most bullied people in the world, is what she felt. And so we ended up
in... She was asking her questions.
Yeah. Yes, she was. We ended up actually in a fairly in-depth conversation, which was interesting, where she'd been on the street for a while. She was talking about some of the gentrification, the downtown east side, which I think there does need to be a shift. And at the same time, just the awareness with it. She was giving an example of one of the spaces in the downtown east side that had security, where they kicked her off of her normal corner, so she was forced into basically performing oral sex on a date, as she described him, for $10 in a really dark alley where there was dog shit, where she could smell it while she was performing. And just that it was basically stripping her of dignity, is how she described it. And in regards to as a sex worker, in terms of wanting to make shifts, making change on a local level, there's a few different movements. So we ended up having a actually really interesting discussion about just some of the different things, because there's a very strong movement locally, both for abolition in terms of abolishing sex work. And then there's also decriminalization, which is the other one, which there's a lot of really strong things too. And then there's people who talk about legalization. Sometimes I think there's sometimes a disconnect in terms of what the difference between legalization is.
Mm-hmm.
Decriminalization, and most people know what abolition is, but not to the degree, and the different platforms and different models there are all around the world for it. So we mm-hmm. had this great conversation, and I was very excited because I found out, I ran into her on Monday when I was volunteering in the downtown east side again.
Oh, yeah?
And she had actually gone to go check out two of the organizations that are doing some work, both on both ends, both for the abolition as well as the decriminalization, and found out more information. So I was very happy. So we ended up in a more in-depth discussion on Monday night, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing her next week to see what decisions that she's perhaps made, because she wanted to get involved more on an advocacy level to have her voice be heard. So I applaud Vancouver in the sense that we do have opportunities for people to get involved, to have their voices be heard. And even though there's some very strong voices on either side, and I hope at some point we can come together and come up with something that collaboratively works for our city. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, I don't know. But at least those conversations are being had.
Mm-hmm. I really, truly believe that people need to speak from the center more often. There's so often people are speaking from ideological points of view that are so on the utter opposite extremes of each other. And there's so many of us in the middle. The majority of us is in the middle. So let's speak up. Let's you know, use our voice and work together on this.
Mm-hmm. And to start those community conversations. So as we come towards a close for the show, up next, Hans von Claus is going to be on in a few minutes, and he has a sexy show called Misery Hour, which he is a very sexy man to be miserable with, which I just love coming to take a look at his shoes. He wears the most beautiful shoes, and I know that sounds very trite, but Marianne definitely deserves a shout out for his shoes. He's got the best shoes around. And in regards to standing up, having a voice, and speaking out, I'm going to go full circle for two things. One, please come and check out the event on March the 9th at 2 p.m.
This Saturday.
And just continue on your International Women's Day. So go check that out, and you can get a hold of Joya if you want to find out more information. Either you can give her a call at 604-839-0942, or you can email her at joya@shaw.ca, and there is some information as well on Karma Teacher's website, too. And if you're curious in terms of where the money is going to, you can check out odani.org, and it's odani.org in regards to finding out the services that the organization provides in regards to stopping trafficking And I think it's fantastic that there are organizations like this around the world that are making a difference. And the fact that 40 countries got involved last year and had the yogathons, which I think is fabulous. And all sexes, all ages, all genders, I think it's really important to have those voices be heard. And that being said, in regards to voices being heard, for those of you who love community and campus radio and love CITR, and especially if you're a listener to Sexy in Van City Radio, I please encourage you, please make a contribution. You can donate online at citr.ca/donate, or you can give us a call at 604-822-8648. Already we are at $18,230.90, and we are aiming to raise $30,000. And if we can do that, that would be absolutely fantastic. So either A, you can get a tax receipt by going to citr.ca/donate, or you can make a choice to get some swag. And CITR itself has some great swag. So for $30, instead of getting a tax receipt, you can get a Friends of CITR card, which enables you to get all sorts of discounts from all sorts of our community and corporate partners. You can do some pretty cool stuff as well. Things like if you want to donate $1,000, which I'd be very excited if somebody donated $1,000 during our show, a double everything prize pack, which each donor will be listed on a cassette tape on the wall in the new station, because we are going to get a new station in the new sub building, which will be very, very, very cool. And of course, there is some Sexy in Van City stuff, which includes lots of sex toys for your own treasure trove if you are interested. So if you do need to do that, you do need to call in and speak to somebody directly and let them know you are donating specifically for Sexy in Van City. So 604-822-8648, and that's at CITR. Everybody, thank you so much. I encourage you, please tune into CITR, make a donation. Support campus and community radio as well. Please check out all the amazing events that are going on in the city for International Women's Day, and tune in on Friday because there's some fantastic. Our own very own Megan Thomas has actually been the program coordinator in terms of pulling together some of the awesome female woman programmers for International Women's Day. And come celebrate some of the wonderful events that are going on throughout the city from the entire weekend, actually. So there's lots of great things. So the event at the Vancouver Public Library on Friday, there's some fantastic art exhibits. As well as that, there's some great yoga classes as well. In particular on Saturday, there's the Glow Vancouver event on Saturday night. There is also International Women's Day celebration. I feel bad saying it, but at the SFU campus, but it's Young Women in Business, the YWIB, which the UBC campus girls are involved with putting that on as well, even though that is at the downtown campus for SFU, which there's lots of great speakers, and that's actually being emceed by John Chubay this year from City TV, which will be a really neat thing. But anyway, I hope you have an amazing night, and thank you, everybody, for listening in. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And we'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. And all I can say is donate, donate, donate. Have some fun. And hopefully you'll win some of the prizes. Sexy in Van City, 101.9 FM, CITR. Until next time, bye-bye.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Oh, you want that money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the f***ing money?
CITR.
The 2013 CITR Fund Drive is from February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 bills to help get new soundboards in all three of our studios. This means we need help from listeners just like you. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca and help support the station you love.
Here at CITR, we're...
suntan nocturnal, vinyl consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwuar the human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!